Welcome to episode 50 of All About Fitness. Have you ever wondered how personal trainers are trained? I mean, just because they're wearing a shirt that says trainer on the back, does that mean they're qualified to give you a workout that can best fit your needs? Have you ever asked personal trainers their credentials, their education, their background? Or one of my favorite questions that I like to ask, you know, what have you done lately for your continuing education? Well, today on All About Fitness, I sit down with Matt Behrens. Matt is the director of the EFTI, which is the Equinox Fitness Training Institute, meaning he's the director of fitness education for Equinox, one of the premium health clubs in the industry. I myself have been the director of fitness education. As I mentioned in today's interview, I was director of education for a company called the Sports Club LA, which actually Equinox bought a couple years ago. As a director of education, you're responsible for educating the staff, obviously, so they can deliver a high level and a high quality of service to the members. Now, this is a very small group of individuals. Not many health clubs have somebody in that role. It's only the health clubs that really value creating an extraordinary service for their members. Most health club companies may have somebody that is in charge of some education, but maybe all they're only doing is scheduling workshops. They schedule continuing education workshops, or maybe they send out a few online articles or links to a couple online education sites. But Equinox has a very in-depth and extensive education program. As Matt describes it today, you're going to be a little bit surprised. I mean, I teach exercise science at the college level, community college, but still college level. Got to be a little self-deprecating there. I teach exercise science at the college level, and Equinox really does have one of the best curriculum I've seen in the industry for upskilling their staff. They also have a very specific leveling program, so their trainers are constantly challenged to learn more. So during our conversation today, Matt and I talk about what it takes to be an Equinox trainer, how the trainers are educated, and most importantly, and this is why I'm interviewing Matt, what that means to you, the fitness consumer. Because one of the reasons why I want to speak with Matt is if you're working with a trainer, you should know what your trainer's background is. At the very least, you should know how your trainer is educated. Don't just take it for granted because your trainer looks great. She or he might look awesome. They might be lean and ripped. But really, what do they know about exercise? Because as we talk about, exercise is stress applied to the body. If that stress is applied incorrectly, it can have serious devastating consequences, including being fatal. And that's not to scare you, but to understand it really takes a lot to be a good trainer, not just looking great, but it also takes knowing how the body adapts to exercise. Well, that's what we talk about today. So join me for the conversation with Matt Behrens, Director of Education for Equinox Health Clubs. Vicor Fitness is the maker of the new TerraCore, which is a step, bench, balance trainer, and multifaceted exercise tool combined into one single platform. Go to VICOREfitness.com to see the newest piece of equipment that'll be taking the fitness industry by storm in 2017. Use the code AAF to save 20% on purchasing a TerraCore of your own. TerraCore by Vicor Fitness. Vicor Fitness. Better results from better products. Active Motion Bar is the first resistance training bar where 30% of the weight is a moving mass. An Active Motion Bar can help you strengthen your fascia and elastic connective tissue as well as your muscle, which is important for staying injury-free during the aging process. Research has found that exercising with an Active Motion Bar can be up to 170% more effective than using traditional weighted bars. Active Motion Bar, let the resistance move you. www.activemotionbar.com. I'm taking a call for All About Fitness, and I'm here today with Matt Behrens. Matt, what is your title and what exactly do you do for Equinox?
Oh, well, I'm the Director of Education for the Equinox Fitness Training Institute, which that last piece is a bit of a mouthful, so we just call it EFTI. And essentially my role is to be the kind of the content lead for all the education we provide to our trainers. And to a certain degree, we're starting to expand that a bit now to some of the other departments within our clubs. So, you know, helping out with Pilates and spa, and just kind of supporting them in anything we can do for education.
And with Equinox, I mean, Equinox is a growing company. How much have you grown in the last few years, and what are you guys doing for the future?
EFTI in particular has grown quite a bit. We've expanded our reach in terms of the subject matter we touch on, the content we teach our trainers. We have grown to almost double the size of our curriculum and doubled the amount of workshops we deliver to our trainers. We have to keep pace with the company as we add more clubs and more teams. It just requires that we support those teams and all the support the training that they're going to provide to our members, which kind of really runs the gamut depending upon where you're at. So it's grown quite a bit, and we've gone from having a team of say 50 some odd master instructors to now over 120 master instructors. And really, we don't see any stop in the growth. We're going to constantly keep pushing the envelope in what we do.
And so with the EFTI, do all trainers who work for the company, do they have to go through the EFTI process? And how does that work?
They do. So just kind of backstepping a little bit, answering the second question first. EFTI is our umbrella department for all the education we provide to our trainers, and a major piece of that is what we refer to as our internal curriculum or our tier-based curriculum. And so what that's designed to do is really, take somebody from their first day, this could be their first ever job as a trainer, or they may have had a couple years of experience as a trainer, and take them and really try to deliver education that makes them even better at what they do. So if they have experience, we're just trying to help them take it to the next level. If this is their first step in the training career, we want to make sure we're ushering them into the fitness profession, in the right way and with the right information. So in that respect, all of our trainers as they come into the company, they go through EFTI and they go through our curriculum, and basically it's set up on a rolling schedule, and whenever the next round comes up, they enroll and we start the process, and then it goes depending upon what level you're going through, because it's also how they progress in their career. So we focus our trainers' career progression more so on their improvement in education versus solely on a business metric. We want to make sure that if they're going to get promoted, it's because they have a greater skill set. The trainer will start off in our tier two curriculum, go through that. That's essentially a three month process, just north of 70 hours total, both online and live content. And then the next step will go through the tier three curriculum, the tier three plus to tier X. And these are all our different levels of trainer and coach within our personal training department.
I want to come back to the levels in just a second. What did you start as a trainer with the company? What's your background? How did you evolve into this role?
So I did. My background, I received my degree in nutritional sciences with an emphasis in exercise physiology from University of Missouri, and that was my starting point. My original starting point was my brothers threatening me into lifting weights, and that just kind of mushroomed from there. To where I decided it made sense to make it into a career as well. I've lived in the gym, and I had an affinity for trying to help others and teach others on how to get the most out of their experience coming to a fitness facility. And so ultimately when I moved to Los Angeles, I went around, and by luck, as chance would have it, I was hired on by Equinox as a trainer, and I just started my career from there. And I've been with Equinox now for going on 13 years. So, I went through EFTI just as everybody else did, and I now just get the honor of being the person that helps drive that ship forward even further.
Did you go to school when you went to school for exercise and nutrition sciences? Did you know you wanted to be a personal trainer?
Oddly enough, I did. I'm one of those rare instances I kind of knew what I wanted to do. So I went to school, within a related field, as we call it. And, my goal is either to be a personal trainer or a strength coach. I think every trainer, when they get into the industry, they have that their eye in being a strength coach, but I, you know, working with athletes and being in that world. But as I progressed, I really evolved into loving working with our members. And, I'll use the word general population, non athletes, but that isn't even accurate because when we look at our members, if for nothing else, we refer to them as lifestyle athletes. Their challenge of being performing at a higher level is likely harder than the average athletes because they have to balance not only the physical side of things, but everything else that comes in between, like work, family, and whatnot. So, for me, I always knew I wanted to be in this profession. It's just, as the years progressed, I narrowed my focus and narrowed my attention to really loving the personal training side of things.
And let's come back to the lifestyle athlete for a second, because this has been one common theme of my podcast, is that people out there, if you're listening to this and you're a general fitness consumer, you really should be trained like an athlete. And just so you know, Matt, in a previous podcast with Mike Boyle, Mike and I talked about this quite a bit, about why the regular person should be trained like an athlete. So let me ask you this. What does training like an athlete mean, and how do the Equinox trainers, how do they facilitate that in your facilities?
Well, I mean, I can answer that in a couple of different ways. I mean, training like an athlete, one, starts off with kind of coming to your program like an athlete would come to their program. And no matter what it is, it's defining what your goal is going to be for the work that you're going to put in. I think that's one of the challenges that tends to arise with an athlete. They're, and I'm going to steal now from Dan John. He calls it, talks about finding your point A and your point B. With an athlete, their point B is clear. They want to win the championship. They want to, get faster, stronger, whatever the case may be. For the general fitness consumer, the average member in one of our clubs, that point B tends to be a little murkier. And I think, to train like an athlete and to be that lifestyle athlete, it really is, looking at yourself and saying, what is my point B? Where do I want to go? And then the trainers, assist in defining where your point A is. We can help you see this is where you're at, and our goal is to collaborate with you on how do we get you to your point B. And that's now in the programs that we design, and that's the other fundamental piece of being a lifestyle athlete. There's no reason to a certain extent, but there's no reason anybody can't do the same exercises, when it comes to the actual programming that the average athlete does in their strength conditioning world. We're all human beings. We all have access to move in certain ways. I think with the lifestyle athlete, it becomes even more challenging and even more necessary to take that professional athlete mentality, because you have to now own, on your own, not having a team of people there for you, maybe just, a trainer, but you have to own your old program, both in the gym and out of the gym. You got to own what you're eating, your recovery, and it's, really understanding these components allows you to perform at your highest level and, ultimately reach whatever goal you might want to accomplish.
And see, I think that's an important concept. And I started to do this when I was working with my clients when I was full-time training, Matt, back in the early 2000s. I coined, and I'm not the first one to coin it by any stretch of the imagination, but I coined, I was using the phrase everyday athlete. And I'd always pose the question to my clients, would you rather train like a bodybuilder who's just going to walk around on a stage, or would you rather train like an athlete? And why not use the same training techniques or same exercise techniques that helps humans perform at the highest level of potential? Now, do you use that thought process in terms of achieving human potential in your education? And what exactly do you teach, or how do you teach your trainers to achieve that?
Absolutely. I think, and I could agree with everything you just said there, and I think the word that always comes to mind when I think of, making sure our clients can reach their highest potential or kind of striving to that next level, the word that comes to mind is adaptable. I want my clients to be, and our members to be, adaptable. Whenever they reach and come up against a challenge or an obstacle, no matter where it may lie, I want them to be able to adapt and overcome and really, find the opportunity to be successful. So, taking that mindset, that's how we try to teach our trainers. We cover everything from the fundamental sciences of the human body and how we move and how we respond to training. So looking at things like anatomy and, you know, physiology and kinesiology, you know, really looking at, you know what makes us human beings and you know, physical beings. And then we take that to the next step further and we look at, you know, how do we use training programs to affect those systems and to progress forward. So it covers everything from looking at how do you, you know, screen for appropriate movement, you know, where your current levels of ability are just in movement, not training, just human movement based, and then, you know, taking it on a stepwise approach to now how do we use that to inform the exercises we select, how do you, you know, cue and coach those exercises and, you know, find the right entry point for somebody, and then how do you, you know, progress that further down the road and really design a program that touches everything from, you know, on the strength floor, you know, lifting, moving, exploring a wide variety of patterns to out of the club and, you know, at home or in the office, how do you set up your lifestyle to really affect the things that are going to support the training you're doing. So, you know, what are you eating and how do you kind of take care of your body and recover? So, you know, this is all woven into the curriculum we're teaching our trainers, and it just gets progressively more and more in depth as they progress in their career. So, you know, with our younger trainers, we may be focused more solely on the kind of the basic science and the movement piece, but then as they progress in their education, we expand it more to the nutrition and the recovery side of things, or the lifestyle coaching side of things. That way, you know, our clients can grow with our trainers as well.
That is so powerful, man, because I remember being a young trainer back in the early 2000s and going to a couple of Paul Check courses, and there was stuff that Paul talked about. And for listeners, Paul was probably one of the first people in the commercial fitness space. Paul was talking about gluten insensitivity back in 1999. In 2000, Paul was promoting like food, local source food, organic food. And Paul's been one of these educators in the fitness industry who is really at the forefront. And the interesting thing is, Matt, and the reason why I mentioned this and kind of segue for a second, is that there was stuff that Paul talked about in workshops that didn't make sense to me until like 3 or 4 years later. And then it's like all of a sudden a light bulb switched on. I'm like, oh, that's what he was talking about. So when I like the way you designed the curriculum for your fitness staff. Do you have that experience? And is this why you have the 4 different levels of trainers? And what are those levels?
Well, yeah. In a nutshell, that's exactly it. You know, I've had the exact same experience as you have had. And, you know, I'll go to the same content, you know, over and over again, the same educator or the same workshop or whatever the content may be. But because I'm a different person at that time going to the content and, you know, had a different set of experiences now, every time I revisit it, I learn something new because I'm just looking at it through a fresh lens. And that's essentially what we want our trainers to do. So be it through the curriculum and how we have the progressive kind of development of content to where, you know, as they go from, you know, I mentioned it before, the kind of the tier 1 to tier 2 and tier 2 to tier 3 curriculum, you know, there's going to be some overlap in some of that content where now we get into slightly deeper avenues of the information, but they're able to now look at it from a different base, from a different level of experience. And so that's essentially what we want our trainers to have. So we try to give them everything right up front. It's like, you know, the proverbial drinking from a fire hose. We don't want to overwhelm them. We want to make sure they can, you know, digest and process and turn that into usable information, you know, for their members and their clients. So with regards to our tier system, you know, we have essentially 5 tiers of trainer. The top tier, we actually refer to them as coaches. I'll get to that in a second, but we have essentially 5 tiers of trainers. So our newest trainers are tier 1s. Everybody that comes into Equinox is a certified trainer. So they have to come in with that base information. And then through the curriculum, the first one they'll enter in is tier 2 curriculum. We teach them the basics of science and programming and really heavily focus on movement with some elements of nutrition and regen in there as well. We teach them those basics, and that's their avenue to go from tier 1 to tier 2. And as a tier 2 trainer, you know, they're more readily equipped to deal with a wider variety of clientele. They're able to design those customized programs and really, you know, focus in on what that client may want to accomplish. You know, once they're at that level, we want them to have some experience, want them to go through and you know, work with, get the reps under their belt, so to speak, and then they enter into the Tier 3 curriculum, or what we currently call, we're in the process of even updating this. We will always want to evolve what we're providing to our trainers, but what we call detailed sciences and musculoskeletal pathologies, it's two pieces of that curriculum. And really what that's focused on is, you know, what are some of the more higher-level sciences that underlie how we move? What are the next-level programming and movement strategies laced in with even more nutrition and regen, and then focus a bit even more so on now orthopedic issues. And our goal is not to make our trainers physical therapists. You know, that's not their scope, but we know our members and our clients are going to come in and they're going to have aches and pains and some common injuries that just, you know, they come up from being, you know, an active individual. We want our trainers to be well equipped on how to work with that person, as well as collaborate with their medical professional if that person's involved, like a physical therapist or a chiropractor. We want our trainers to have those tools, to have those kind of expand the team of what the client is working with. So that's the focus of Tier 3. And then, you know, we continue down that path where Tier 3 Plus is our nutrition coaching program, where, you know, pretty much their entire education is focused on, you know, how do you coach and help somebody improve their eating habits and their nutrition. And we've aligned heavily with Precision Nutrition and John Berardi and really, you know, focusing on, you know, because we see them as the gold standard essentially in nutrition coaching, how we can bring that to our clients. And then the last piece, I know this is a long map of progression for our trainers, but the last one is our Tier X coaches. And really, we kind of refer to them as the tip of the spear, the pinnacle of what our trainers can become, because they become our true lifestyle coach. They look to do their education to impact anything they can within that client, be it the movement side or the nutrition or the regeneration, and really just bring it into a very holistic approach and really take a proactive approach in health management as well. You know, how can they work, not wait for an injury to pop up or something to happen, but how can they take that step forward and you know, ensure that they're setting the clients up for success in all realms for the long run.
Now, and I think it's so cool to see that, because when I was the director of education with the Sports Club LA about 10 years ago, that was one of my objectives when I came in and assumed that role in 2006, was I wanted to evolve our trainers to two levels. We had two levels. I inherited two levels of trainers in that position. And the first level, I wanted to kind of be conditioning specialists. And the second level, I wanted to be health coaches. And I was looking for a curriculum to implement. And it was kind of interesting at the time that it was funny. Some of the trainers gave me pushback because they didn't really understand it. While the trainers were really interested in having that opportunity. And the challenge is we only had six clubs. I wasn't really given the resources to try to implement that in a full scale. So it's exciting to see you do that. And the reason why I'm giving this a little bit of background, because I do believe that's the future of where we're going with personal training, that we are going to evolve into coaches. How have your members adapted to that, or how have your members responded to this approach? I mean, I think it can be a little bit it exceeds the expectation, or it totally changes perception of what a trainer does. So are the members enjoying working with the TRX health coaches?
They are, and it's been a growing process. You know, I was a TRX coach myself, and I still am. I still work with a couple of clients, but I was a TRX coach myself for going on 8 some odd years prior to taking on the role as director of education, and it's a progressive approach, because there's a certain expectation of what a personal trainer does, both, as you described, in the mind of the personal trainer, but also in the mind of the member and the client. And, you know, for us to just kind of throw everything at them all at once and say, this is now what we're going to do, it doesn't help with the adoption of it and kind of the acceptance of it. So it was a slow process, but, you know, the program has developed so much so over the last couple of years, and really has been very, very well accepted by both our members and our trainers, but also a lot of the medical professionals that we work with, because they like the fact that we are engaging them in a thoughtful conversation around how we can help their patients and their people. You know, we reassure them that we're not there to overstep our bounds and be out of our scope of practice. We know where we live, but we're professionals that are working with these clients 2, 3, sometimes 5 times a week. That's a lot of touch points that we can do to really help, you know, improve and impact somebody's health. And you know, as I'm talking about this, one of the things I want to call out is, you know, the TRX program has you know, I've been lucky enough to be a part of it and support it. And then as the director of education for EFTI, I'm able to support even further in terms of the content development. But really, a lot of the progression of that program has been under the guidance of Alex Zimmerman, our director of TRX. He's helped grow this program, and I've had the benefit of being a friend and colleague of his for, you know, I guess going on almost 10, 11 years now, but, you know, helping him, you know, in development of the program, but he's taken it a long way to really bring it to the level where it's at now.
And I think I'll probably reach out to him at a different point and schedule a different call with him. This kind of begs the question, I mean, and not to go into a political discussion, because that's a whole can of worms, but we know, with the state of the healthcare being as it is in the country right now, do you see like personal trainers and health coaches playing an integral role in the healthcare continuum, and how so?
I do. Because like I said previously, you know, we have a lot of interaction and impact on what our clients do. And I think I think we play the role of being that, the daily application of really what the medical professional wants their patients to do. Because an average person is going to see their doctor, you know, a handful of times a year at most. And really what we can be is that person that, you know, sees and works with their medical team, you know, whoever the member's working with, and can kind of be that day-to-day, operations or day-to-day application of those healthy habits. And it's really looking at how we can help the client own those healthy habits, you know, as opposed to saying, you know, here, do this. You know, we can give them the tools to figure out how to navigate any challenges that they come across themselves, be it, you know, with regards to their training or with regards to their nutrition or their stress management. We live in this arena of, you know, being able to provide that guidance, you know, to the clients and the members, you know, in an area where, you know, they're the experts on their body. We're, you know, they know what they're feeling, and we're just kind of here to help shine a light on what that might mean and how we can, you know, turn it into a different direction. But that's always in collaboration with their medical professional, because it's, you know, the larger our team grows in supporting them, you know, taking it back to the lifestyle athlete, you look at, you know, professional football players, basketball players, think how big their team is in terms of, you know, getting the best level of performance. They have their strength conditioning coach, their physical therapist, their, you know, general practitioner, their nutritionist, all these, you know, these different people are on their team. There's no reason why the average gym goer shouldn't have the same. They may not need the day-to-day touch point from the physical therapist or the day-to-day touch point from the nutritionist, but they need those people there to support them in their goals.
Okay, we're getting running up on time here, so one or two more questions I want to cover. You've mentioned a couple of things: movement, nutrition, and regeneration. You've mentioned that a few times. What are those, and how do you incorporate them into your overall program? Because you and I think we're so used to that sometimes we forget that somebody listening to the conversation might not understand what those are. So what is the MNR approach to programming?
Absolutely, yeah, and you're absolutely right. It's now become so common. I tend to just throw the words out there and don't even think about that they're probably not the most common vernacular being used in the general, you know, fitness facility. So basically, MNR, or Move, Nutrition, and Regeneration, that's the kind of three-pillar approach, or the the philosophy we take to a holistic program with our members. And really what it is acknowledging that in order to have a balanced program, you need to have attention to each of those pieces of the program. So the most common one, the one that people are the most familiar with, is movement. And that's really, it's a broad term. Movement, it can mean a lot of different things, but we intentionally went with that broad term because we don't really see it necessary to lock anybody into any one way of training. You can come in and movement can be, running or weightlifting or yoga or bodyweight training. It really, and our, mindset is that we look at what movement is best for you and where you're at and your abilities, but also what movement do you want to get into and explore. It's the, I'm blanking on the exact phrase that's used, but it's the idea that, taking your body or working with your body in training is a gift, not a punishment. And, the gift is everything that you can get into, all the different movements that you can do. So that's really what moving is. That's, in a nutshell, training. Nutrition is, exactly as it sounds. It's taking a look at what you're eating and, how that impacts everything you do from the movement and the regeneration side of things. And so from our end, our primary focus, we're not dietitians. We're focused on giving the member and the client the tools to make good choices for themselves. So we focus on habit-based coaching. So that's looking at how do you make the right choices? What's your decision-making process? And really, it is truly a collaboration with the member and the client on finding where the biggest area of opportunity in improving eating habits, and it really comes back down to those day-to-day actions or those habits that you're doing. And then the last piece would be regeneration, and I think this one is the kind of the newest or the piece of the puzzle that's starting to get the most amount of attention now, and it's really focused on how do you take care of yourself now in the kind of the low threshold mindset. How do you recover from training? How do you, manage your stress? How do you make sure that not only do you, kind of find the limits of what you can do, but spend time in, dialing it back and really, taking care of your body. And that could be through things like, targeted days off or massage or, finding ways to manage your day to alleviate the stress or incorporating, different areas of movement to help alleviate your stress. Really, again, it's a broad term to really just ask what can you do to really, take care of yourself in that approach. So, that's a kind of a long-winded way to say, M&R is our kind of our three pieces to the whole, holistic puzzle of how you kind of be that lifestyle athlete and reach your highest level of potential.
Well, and I think that's one thing that a lot of people overlook is, and I'll ask you one more question after this, a lot of people overlook is the recovery aspect, because exercise, you've mentioned stress a few times, exercise is when we put stress into the body. It's what we do after exercise that really determines the adaptations that occur. And I've been teaching since 2011, I've been teaching a workshop called, Recovery, the Forgotten Variable. And it's been interesting that when I started that, there really wasn't much. I found a few research studies on it, but in the last 5 or 6 years, as I've updated the workshop, there's been a tremendous and explosive growth of information and resources available for that. So it's been good to see that, because that's one of the secrets of top performance athletes. It's not what they do during training; it's what they do after training to allow their body to adapt. Do you think that's one of the missing pieces in most fitness programs of the average consumer?
100%. I would take it even further. I'd say the average consumer and the average fitness professional. I think it's for the longest time, kind of recovery and regeneration has been thought of as, oh, that's the time in between my training sessions. It's been left to this very nebulous, undefined. Oh, that's just when I'm not working out, and that's at best defined by a period of time. But exactly as you called out, it's becoming more and more evident, for everybody, no matter what your goal is, that you in you know spend some time really taking a focused approach to your regeneration. And it doesn't have to be a lot of work, but it is, you know, seeing, okay, I'm going to map out when I'm going to, you know, how long I'm going to recover, when I'm going to take my days off, and or what other methods I can use to support, you know, my body's ability to rebound and exactly as you called it out, adapt to the stresses that I'm putting it through. Because that's the, you know, exactly as you said, that's the piece that I think a lot of people tend to neglect, is that the body recognizes stress as stress. It doesn't matter the source. You know, stress can be from having a real bad day at work and getting chewed out by your boss. Stress can be from doing sprints on the treadmill or a heavy deadlift, or staying out late with your friends because it was somebody's birthday party. Regardless of what the source, positive or negative, the body just sees, okay, this is stress, and it drained my bucket, so to speak. You know, it took from my reserves, and now I got to find a way to add back to it. I got to, you know, it's that proverbial give and take, and that's where, you know, I think if you want to take a first step, honestly, in owning your regeneration, you take a look at what you're doing for training, and higher that, the more you're asking of your body, the more you have to give back to it. So you try to match and mirror, and you say, you know, what am I doing now, and what can I do to support it outside of, you know, adding more stress to the pile, so to speak.
And that's an important thing, because I don't think people understand how serious exercise can affect the body. And you and I have probably both known a number of people who've had serious health issues as a result of overtraining and too much exercise. So it's something that people should really take a look at. It's like, yes, exercise is good, but too much of it is not so much. Now, for the final question, to kind of segue just a little bit here, what you and I are both fans of kind of like the concept of physical culture, and just kind of what's that mean to you, and how does that influence your approach to fitness?
To me, physical culture means exploration. It means, you know, getting into, you know, whatever form or style of, and I use the word training, but I think that has a connotation that I don't want to apply here. It's getting into a form of moving with intention that allows you to learn either a new skill or get better at doing something or improve some quality in which you want to get better. And that could be strength. It could be, you know, power, whatever the case may be. But to me, physical culture is really exploring all the avenues that your body has available to it, and not just getting locked into one thing. But again, that paints a broad stroke there. Say I think with physical culture, it just becomes, you know, what do you enjoy in training, I guess, and really what can you do to really, you know, up level your ability to move and really be, and I come back to this word, be adaptable in terms of how you encounter obstacles and what you do to overcome them.
And then final question, like with that, what is right now, just the time we're talking, what's your favorite like workout right now? Like what are you kind of digging right now in terms of working out for your own personal workouts?
For my own personal workouts, I'm a huge fan of working with kettlebells. It's for a lot of different reasons. One is I have a bunch of them at home, so I makes it super easy for me to stay consistent. But two, I just like the ability to push myself in a lot of different areas. I can, you know, work on strength with the heavier bell. I can work on some very, you know, intricate skills with some different, you know, patterns and you know, different types of movement that are kind of new to me or challenging just from the movement side of things and learning how to do it. Or I can work on the power and endurance and capacity side of things where I can just push myself to see how far and how long I can go. And, you know, within the kettlebell world, it creates what is often called this, you know, what the hell effect, where, you know, it has a far-reaching impact to any other thing I want to do. So when I go out for a hike or I go out for a run, or I know that the work I'm doing with the kettlebells can support me and go further. I can go further with that. I think the other aspect that I really like working with, and kettlebells is a part of this, but it's, you know, just kind of finding any new movement or any new exercise to play with. And I think the overarching term I'll use that in terms of my favorite style of training is really play, which is also why I do it at home, so nobody sees the weird stuff I'm doing. But it's really kind of going and seeing what things I can come up with that aren't circus tricks, but are usable styles of training, but force me to kind of butt up against my limitations and see how I can overcome those limitations. And so that incorporates kettlebells, but there are some new tools out there like maces and heavy clubs and Indian clubs, kind of the old school training tools that allow you to kind of do some unique things.
And that's the cool stuff, the really fun, kind of different stuff. The final thought, what can people expect if they're a member of Equinox or if they go to Equinox and they work with a trainer who's gone through the FTI program? What can they expect from that experience? And then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, at the minimum, you can expect a personalized program, something that's designed not for everybody but for you. But along with that, what you can expect is a teammate, a collaborator, somebody that's going to, help guide you through this process and help you own the process on your, in your own right as well. Our goal is to, as trainers, and this goes for all of our trainers within the company, is to provide you with the right program, but also provide you with the tools to be owners of that program as well, and to really know how you can take it to the next level and really grow, without us as well as with us. So I think those are the kind of the two things that you can expect. We'll be the consummate professional and provide that program, but we want to see you grow and develop on your own right.
And I think that's because with the kind of explosive popularity of internet programs, of downloading programs that you do, I mean, people have to realize those are cookie cutter programs that aren't tailored to your specific needs as an individual. And there's nothing like having a personal coach who understands you from the inside out, providing you with that guidance and that coaching. So, Matt, man, I really appreciate your time. I look forward to seeing you soon. And any final thoughts or is there any way that people can find out more about Equinox or how to become a member or find out about working with an Equinox trainer?
In terms of finding out more about Equinox, the easiest way to go, and it's an easy website, is just going to equinox.com. And that gives – you'll see there's a lot of different avenues to learn about our training program and, EFTI and what we have to offer. And, there'll be it'll also give you some information on if you're looking to join or become a member or want to find out more at least. It'll give you, insights to where all of our clubs are. We're constantly expanding and growing. I think we're at either 88 or 89 clubs at this point. So there's – if you're in one of the major cities, there's likely a club somewhat close to you. And that would be an opportunity for you to come in and, just check it out and see what it has to offer. And then, from there in a nutshell, we're here to provide whatever help or assistance we can. So if you do make your way to one of our clubs, our training team is always there to help. They're there to answer any questions you may have. So, I guess just don't be afraid to pop in and ask. We're always there to be of support.
Matt, thank you very much for your time. Matt Behrens, the director of the EFTI program with Equinox Health Club. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
As you can tell, Matt is a very cerebral guy. He really is very thoughtful and thinks a lot about exercise and about fitness. And hopefully this gives you an idea about what it takes to be a personal trainer at one of the top health club companies in the industry. I mean, that's why I wanted to speak with Matt. And first, I want to apologize. I've been trying a new recording software for my phone. So I've recorded one or two of the last podcasts on the recording software, and I'm not as pleased with the audio quality as I am when I record using other devices. So I'm just playing around with it. I'm trying to find out what works. So the recording quality could have been better. So thank you for bearing with me if you're still listening. But back to our discussion today. You can see why I wanted you to hear what Matt had to say. I've known people who've worked at Equinox as trainers for years. I mean, when I was a director of education, some of my staff was at my company for going on 8 to 10 years. And a lot of that has to do is if the staff is properly engaged through education, they'll stay with the company. And if a staff is properly engaged, if the staff has a proper education, guess what? The members, you, the consumer, gets the best results. Because who would you want to work with as a trainer? Somebody that looks great, that may have huge arms, may have ripped abs, may have a great looking butt, maybe incredibly sexy. But if they can't answer your questions about why you should be doing a certain exercise, my recommendation is your next exercise is to walk away from them. You know, when you work with trainers at Equinox, you can tell from the conversation with Matt, they're very thoughtful. They really take the time to understand what it is they're doing. And I say this from personal experience. I mean, just recently, within the last week, I worked with a friend of mine at the Equinox where I teach fitness classes. He put me through the functional movement screen. And, you know, I paid for his services. I mean, I hired him just like anybody else would hire a trainer because I wanted to. It's been a while since I'd gone through the functional movement screen. And also I wanted to go through their body comp. Body comp is analyzing body fat. And it was really interesting because, I mean, he knows what I do. You know, this trainer, my buddy Josh, this trainer really knows what I do for a living. And it's really interesting to go through the process with him because he asked me some very thoughtful questions. He was asking me some detailed questions. But I walked away from that experience knowing that if I were just an average consumer, if I were a regular 40-something guy going into a health club, I would be in excellent hands with a trainer like Josh. Because let's face it, folks, we only have one body that has to last us through 80, 90, however many years you plan on living. I know I plan on living a long time. And so I'm not going to trust my fitness to just anybody. I certainly, absolutely will not work with a trainer just based on how they look. That has absolutely no meaning to me. I don't care. You know, a lot of appearance is genetics. Yes, some people put a lot of emphasis on diet, nutrition, and exercise, and they really do. And hats off to them. But being a good trainer isn't just about your appearance. Being a great trainer is about how you interact with the customer. Being a great trainer is understanding that you need to give the right person a workout for that day. You know, we're all going through stress every day, whether it's work, whether it's life stress, whether it's home stress. When you go to the gym, all you're doing is you're piling on more physical stress onto your body. A really good trainer, the best trainers will sometimes take a look and you say, you know what, today we're not going to exercise. Today, maybe we're going to stretch. Today, maybe we're going to play a little bit. Because I can tell you're really stressed right now. You didn't eat well. You haven't been sleeping well. The last thing we need to do is overload your adrenal system. Now, if you're kind of wondering what that means, understand that that's the type of experience you get with a great trainer with an extensive education. You know, the trainers at Equinox that have gone up to level 3 or the TRX have that education. And as a consumer, that's what you deserve. You don't want to trust yourself. And I say this, you know, the last couple of podcasts I've done have been about training certifications. And I've been speaking with people behind the scenes at Equinox. But I did that for a reason, because I want to make you more aware about the education process, about what it takes to be a trainer. I teach in a one-year program that's basically a vocational program at a community college. But in our program, we teach trainers how to be good trainers, meaning how to understand to apply the right exercise for an individual. So that's the reason why I wanted to interview Matt. That's the reason why I interviewed David Harris on Podcast 49, is because I wanted you to understand what really goes into the education process and what goes into the thought process of being a great trainer. It's not just how you look, but it's understanding all the different ways that the body adapts to exercise. Guess what, folks? Change or adaptation to exercise starts at the cellular level and works the way up. If you're working with somebody that does not understand that, you're not going to get the best experience for your needs. Now, here's the thing. If you want to find a good qualified personal trainer, I already gave this in the other podcast on certifications. You can go to the American Council on Exercise. They have a personal trainer locator. The National Academy of Sports Medicine has a personal trainer locator on it, and the National Strength and Conditioning Association. I always run those words together. That's the NSCA, the National Strength and Conditioning Association, has a personal trainer locator on it. A certified trainer, a trainer certified with a national certification, like the three I just mentioned, is a bare minimum of where you should start with a personal trainer. At the very least, they should have a national certification. Hopefully they have a degree. Maybe they're like me and some other folks in the business. They have a master's degree. But really, you want to understand that the trainer has the education to give you a workout that you need and can adjust it to your skills. I know that's a lot of information, but I'm trying to put it out there so as consumers, you understand how to get the best fitness services for your needs. As always, if you have any questions or comments, or if you work for a health club and you want to schedule somebody from your staff to talk with me about this issue, I would love to have them on. You can reach me at Pete@PeteMcCallFitness.com. Again, my email is pete@petemccallfitness.com. My Twitter handle is PeteMC_fitness. And on Instagram, you can find me at PeteMccall_fitness. Thanks for stopping in. And until next time, stay active.